Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We're reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the critiques of all the social media sites out there is that people have a tendency to disclose way too much personal information. Things that used to be kept private or used to be simply known among family members and close friends now become out there for the world. And I think that's a pretty fair critique. Unfortunately, I've never felt that way about my preaching. I always disclose more personal information than I probably should. So I want to share with you a little bit about my life and my inner self that perhaps, maybe even a little bit, you might be able to relate to and that the gospel can bring great light to. One of the curses about being a big guy that gets exacerbated by being a big bald guy is the general feeling of people being a little bit nervous about you. And if you don't have a tendency to have a big, wide smile, it gets even worse. So folks can naturally assume that I am an ogre. And that is only if you talk to people like my mother. Well, despite the outward appearance, inwardly, it's really not me. And while I can get up in front of a group of people and talk, sometimes in one-on-one situations, it can be pretty darn awkward. And in fact, in my innermost being, I tend to be a bit on the shy side. I could hear 50 people say they liked something, and if one person says something negative, the only thing I can think about for the next 3 days is that one negative comment. Perhaps you're that way as well. The other thing is I never quite feel deep down like what I do is good enough. And I try to put out the illusion that it is in hopes that nobody find out. And in fact, there are times where I can feel like a total fraud. If the world knew what I was really like deep down, people would run screaming. Well, perhaps you feel that way once in a while yourselves. And it's easy when you feel that way to feel unimportant, to feel as if you can't make a difference, to even feel like the world wouldn't miss you if you were gone. Now, I don't feel that way all the time, but I feel that way once in a while. Perhaps so do you. But the exact opposite is true. And St. Paul reminds us of that reality. When he speaks of the body of Christ being made up of many parts, and there's not one part that's dismissible, there's not one part that we can just say, that doesn't matter anymore. Well, guess what? We're those parts, folks. Each person gathered here is important and cherished and needed. And while there may be different gifts and different things we bring to the body of Christ, we're all part of that same body. We all matter. We're all needed. We're all loved. And we're all precious. And that's an important thing to remember as you are a part of this parish and a part of this greater church we call Catholic. Each and every one of you is wanted, needed, precious, and loved. And while we all may not be real good at reminding each other of that, that's truly our reality. We're all members of one body, and that body is Christ. And that gives us all meaning and purpose and worth.